Thanks to everyone to join us. This is our second episode of Connecting Leaders, but also in parallel to our entrepreneurs campaign. I'm Jose Padilla. I'm a tax legal partner of Creston. And I'm the pleasure today to be with two leaders from the industry. Should we start with you, Marcus, please?
Yes, thank you very much, Jose, for inviting me. I'm Marcus Calamas. I'm Global Head of Tax of INEOS Talvolution. I'm in that role for more than 12 years. I'm based out of Frankfurt. I manage a team located in the Americas, Asia, and in Europe. Before my career in the industry, I was worked for 8 years for Big Four Consulting, mainly in Frankfurt, and 3 years in Asia Pacific, based in Tokyo. And my background is real, and I'm a German lawyer and tax advisor.
Thank you, Marcus.
Hello, everyone. My name's Andrew Griggs, and I'm the senior partner of Creston Reeves, accountants and business advisors in the United Kingdom, based in London. And there's a corporate partner there. As well as being an auditor, I advise clients on strategics and mergers and acquisitions and help them buy and build, as well as ultimately exit. I'm also fortunate enough to be a board director of Creston Global and chair, which is a great honor and privilege, and has given me great insight into how accounting firms operate around the world.
Fantastic. Sounds like we will have a very good conversation. So let's think about the reality that we are living at the moment from a business point of view in the world. We know that geopoliticals are really relevant. We understand that regulatory frameworks and audit environment is strengthening. I think that it is really relevant nowadays to understand the challenges and opportunities that we are facing when investing globally, I may say that. And Marcus, because of your position, you have a lot of insights on that regard. Can you please share with us some of them?
When it comes to global planning for business growth or for consolidation, I think transfer pricing is definitely one of the most important matters. Any changes within the multinational group need to align at the end to the transfer pricing model. The underlying business models need to be well reflected in anything you do, because this could cause the highest pain probably in future tax audits. I mean, other point more on the opportunities, like classic aspects to be considered while doing structuring, like repatriation planning, holding structures, dividend structures, debt push down. This all remains valid, obviously, that's clear. Exit planning is always also of importance, in particular in these kind of volatile times. You want to keep flexible within the group. And tax incentives, in particular, if you look into emerging markets, remain also a relevant part, although tax often is just supporting more on execution. And actually, business partnering is taking the deep dive into these incentives.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's not only about starting from day one with a proper structure, but proper planning, maintenance, and keeping the loop or an eye in the local framework is really relevant for you.
I mean, sure, we always need to be up to date what's going on in the local markets, but then we need to set priorities. You know, whatever is required today, because there is a certain activity focusing on certain markets, then we need to jump in and then speed up quickly. Yeah.
What do you think about this, Andrew, from your perspective?
I think we're very much in a time of global change. And I think that organizations have, in particular over the last 60 years, been encouraged to expand internationally to different parts of the world. And in some respects, perhaps organizations have thought, in order to grow, I need to expand into various countries, and have perhaps been very much focused on that growth and profit increase. I think the landscape has changed a lot, and I think people are thinking more and more about actually what does that really mean? How easy is it going to be able to grow and develop profits in other countries? I mean, as Marcus says, there are tax implications, but I also think there's adaptability issues of the organization and resilience issues. And actually, it goes beyond perhaps some of the traditional methods of expanding, but actually, as Marcus said, understanding the local market, but in terms of the people and how they're going to react, how they're going to behave, and how they're going to belong. Are they going to belong to, say, just an international division? And how do they fit in to that sort of global marketplace? So I think there are a lot more considerations than there ever were. And then obviously from the geopolitical arguments, one could go on for quite some time talking about those different areas.